Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. Of course, I like to start off by thanking everyone for continuing to tune in, and I hope that I'm helping at least two people because I no longer have a life, not saying that I lived before, but I spent all my time thinking about y'all, hoping that no one is getting under your skin, hoping that you are speaking positivity, and it works. We just have to be mindful of it. And like I said before, it won't be homework after so long. It will be a lifestyle. And speaking of work, let's get to it. So today we will be talking about fear. Spooky, right? But let's take a few moments and think about what we are afraid of. Now, I'm not talking about sharks, snakes, or dogs. Dig deeper. I'm going to give you a few moments to really think about what it is that makes your heart beat faster. Now, I asked you to dig deeper for one, because I'm nosy, and two, because we're diggers. We are root searchers. We have to get to the source of the issue. We will never get over anything if we don't heal. If we are searching for the why, then we will always find clarity. When we are truly looking for answers within self, God will reveal it. So, back to the original question that you were trying to dodge. What is it that makes your heart beat faster? Now, I could be wrong, but I'm thinking that it's fear of uncertainty. Whatever it is, it's a first. Whatever it is, whether it's career related, relational, or just a lifestyle change, you've never done this before and you are terrified. It is scary. And we are creatures of habit. We love to know what's going to happen next. So it is scary when we even think about step two of whatever dream that we're dreaming. We don't know how it's going to play out. But why? Why is that so scary to us? Because that's the fear of people. People who do nothing for us. Fear of what this person would think or what that person would say. Would this person support you? What about all those people who knew you from your past? And these are questions for me as well. These are all the things that are racing through your mind, through my mind. And I get it. People like children sometimes are mean, they are selfish, they're stubborn, they're unsupportive. We will be here together going on how we feel about people. So of course I get it, but this is why our mind must be strengthened so we won't care. Listen, look, but I went from only posting on my birthdays, not even taking pictures of myself, let alone posting them, to hosting a whole podcast. So you can't tell me, you can tell somebody else, but you can't tell me what you can't do. It would be easier if I didn't know it was possible, but joke's on you. I do know that it's totally possible, and I'm actually sociable on social media. I didn't even know what social meant, but it's the fear that we must get rid of, because God didn't give us the spirit of fear. When we are born, even as toddlers growing up into preteens, we are fearless. Falling off of bikes, just jumping off of roofs, just the craziest things. That's when we got all our scars, being young and free. But what happens? As we grow older, we see and experience more life, and things happen. Things happen. Now, of course, those things can range from rape to burglary and everything in between. And the crazy thing about fear is that it's so strong that you don't even have to be the one that experienced it. Just say if a friend told you that their car got broken into at whatever store, guess who's not going to that store? You or me. Because why? It's a setup, Fear will have you so spooked that you will stay away from any or whatever experience it is that you need to. Okay, confession, and this is a great example. I have a huge fear of being financially unstable. Just growing up in poverty with a single mom, four siblings, sleeping in unfamiliar places, having to wash your clothes out in the sink. Listen, I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth by any means. But when I say speaking positive, I will never go back. Listen, this fear has been with me for over 20 years. So again, I get it, I promise you, but that fear has driven me. Now, fear is an unpleasant feeling triggered by the perception of danger, real or imagined. And when fear kicks in, that unpleasant feeling, it triggers a response. Now, God made us to heal ourselves on all levels, but when fear attacks, our fight or flight response kicks in. That's when our palms sweat, our heart rate increases, our breaths are shortened, all because of doubt. Fight or flight Are you going to fight to stop that bad feeling, or are you going to bail to get out of the way? Now, of course, I'm not even addressing that response on a physical level because we are too grown to be out here addressing foolishness, right? But on a mental level, how are we handling this unpleasant feeling? Are we just using bandages and going on? You know, when it comes to the fear of change and the fear of people, I think we use both responses. We fight and we flight. We fight to stay comfortable and familiar. You know, we have comfort in being, well, not being disturbed. You know how many talents our Father blessed you with. You know that you could be doing so much more. However, you rather go to that place that you complain about because you know you've been there for 5 years and it's close to the house. So, you know, but that's comfort. Or what about the, you know, you've been thinking about starting a channel or just doing something because you have a lot of knowledge and you want to share it with people. But what would everyone think? I might as well just continue to drop my monthly post on Instagram because it's easy and it won't have to interfere with me binge watching that Netflix series about reindeers hunting rabbits, you know? And I'm just kidding, y'all. There is not a Netflix series about reindeers hunting rabbits. That's just an example of how, you know, weird things we watch, and I'm here with you. But listen, it's okay to change, and it's actually mandatory. Our bodies get the memo. Sometimes our mind is slow to follow, but it's essential to adjust, especially when it's for the betterment of you. No one knows or can hear your thoughts. No one knows your deepest fear or your fears. Only you know how often you crave more. Listen, when I first started like just getting better, tuning in with my higher self and just actually acknowledging it, I wanted to tell everyone, but my husband told me that that's something that people are just going to have to find out on their own. Now, of course, I continue to do my 1-2 because I heard, not listen, soon to find out that he was right. You know, this is a side note, but don't be so prideful that you don't apologize. And that's to the least of them. Let alone someone you truly care for. Just saying, I'm the messenger. But after I got up from falling on my face, I told him that he may have a valid point. But of course, I apologized to him. Now, I love people and I love knowledge, so I just wanted to share, right? If Nike is having a crazy sale, you know, you're gonna wanna tell people and share it with them. And that's just how I feel. I just wanted to, you know, share things with people. But only you will be able to change when you're tired and when you realize that you are capable of doing so much more. Now, of course, I love stats. This is one of my most favorite ones. HuffPost released an article, and in it, it states that 85% of what we worry about never happen. 85% of what we worry about day in and day out on whatever level, it never even happens. And with the other 15% that did happen, 79% of people discovered that they handled the situation better than expected. Listen, so that means 97% of what we worry about is actually light work. It is all in our minds. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. That unpleasant feeling we get is doubt, and it's not hereditary. Our Father didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of peace, love, and of a sound mind. Why sound mind is included? Because it's mandatory. We got this though. Listen, we got this. We just have to stop worrying about everything. We know how speaking and thinking negatively works. So we definitely have to change that. And we are going to, like I said, it's a lifestyle, right? And we can, but everything, and I mean everything, is so much easier once you include the Creator. Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for allowing us another safe week. We ask that you strengthen our minds. Bless us to love those who despitefully use us. And we pray that you bless us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you in advance. Amen. Good people, as always, don't pass me by and don't blow your horn. If you can like and subscribe and just let me know that I'm helping. If you'd like to reach out to me, we can go to Instagram. You can go to Instagram. It's @natural_mystic, @natural_mystic. Just reach out. Let me know if there's any points that I need to talk on. I would love to hear from you. I hope that you all have a beautiful week. Of course, I love y'all to pieces. Be positive, protect yourself, laugh more, and don't worry. Be happy. Until next time, good people.